we sort of boldly advocated what we call full participation, that the American labor movement cannot begin to attract new members. Bear in mind, we have been declining in membership for years. And how do you organize new members if you do not reflect any degree that new potential?
Right.
As I said, young workers, female workers, Asian Pacific, Hispanics, African Americans. I mean, your leadership has got to reflect that. I think the AFL took that note and took that lead. You see a new aggressive effort to reach out to unorganized workers. The effort to build what we call union cities, which is an effort to spread the base of organized labor into all sectors of the workforce in a given city. I mean, that's what we ought to be about. I mean, the American labor movement ought not be a closed club. It ought to provide access to anyone who wants to build a union and find better representation. I think that's all the direction that the American labor movement is going now. I think that we have to constantly make ourselves available to play whatever role is called for to enhance labor's, you know, image, to sharpen its message, to give focus to its program in the community. And all of these are sort of pendulum swings, you right. know. It goes good for a while and then it goes back the other way. I think we're in for 4 years of difficult times, which may be good in the sense that it'll force us to examine past program, future program needs, sharpen our message to new workers and younger workers.
Now that you're more accepted in the labor movement as an organization, mm-hmm. and that you're not only a catalyst, but you're a participant in many of the joint programs, have you been involved at all in working with other international unions or the FFL in a cooperative basis on certain projects?
Yes. We've had the opportunity to work with a number of unions around a number of issues. Trade, mm-hmm. you know, so that our community normally does not get exposed to the question of the implications of trade. Right. We've tried to get people to understand what it means when an employer moves productive capacity from one place to another. What's it mean to have an export deficit or an import deficit or a deficit in trade? I mean, what does that mean in terms of jobs? We've worked with UAW, we've worked with service employees, we've worked with other unions on direct organizing campaigns among areas of high concentration of African American workers, and certainly political campaigns. But our major role we see is being able to help interpret the policy questions, to help get our community to understand what labor's agenda happens to be. And we stand ready to aid any place. For instance, right now, we're trying to play a lead role in the gaming industry, and particularly in the South, which has become the major industry, the states of Mississippi and Connecticut and other places. And these are, by and large, bringing jobs to rural areas, and that's the only job that's there. Well, a lot of these workers are African-Americans, they're women, mm-hmm. In some cases are Spanish-speaking. So we're trying to sort of build some bridges on behalf of those unions that want to engage in organizing activity. In this case, we're speaking of now, HERE. And we've organized independently some organizations and took them to the proper union. So, I mean, we think we're at the point where we're playing a very effective role. We at one point were having Monday night meetings for unorganized workers, you know, sort of a local, if you're unorganized, you want to have a union, come down to the meeting. And we were having more people show up than we had interest from the unions. So we're having to sort of massage, you know, this problem. But in the African-American community, they understand the value of unions. I mean, they know that the benefits are better. They know that the wages are better. They know that there's better protection and representation when you got a union. And this is in spite of all the difficulties they may have had in past years. They will still join 4 to 5 times faster when given the opportunity.
That's interesting. Well, Bill, this has been a very interesting interview, and it's applied to so much information. Are there other areas that you can think of that we might not have covered, with recognition that we ought to, in future interviews, go into great depth into a lot of these areas, especially your own career? But have we overlooked anything that, in covering anything that you'd like to add?
Well, I think the challenge for us is to make sure that there's a leadership development process. And we don't think that the coalition of black trade unions is going to last forever. We don't think in whatever form it's in now. But we do think that there's an idea there that needs a mechanism to continue to advance. And there has to be people tuned in to this, not from an anti-perspective, but from how do we enhance labor's role so that these problems become problems that are automatically put into the agenda. I think we've got to have people who are much clearer on what the international agenda means to us domestically. As an example, the auto industry impacts on so many other jobs and industries. And I always use a simple analogy that the cars that used to be made here had tires made here too. Well, cars that come from wherever they come with the tires on them. So the rubber industry and all those related, I mean, I think we got to understand that. Otherwise, we become a nation, you know, making hamburgers and selling them to each other. We see our job being part of that education process. Mm-hmm. I think we've gained a great deal of respect from organized labor, but more importantly from the communities that we come from as we try to do this. And I hope that I haven't given the impression that all is perfect. But what we do think is that we're making a dent in what has traditionally been problem areas. Mm-hmm. We're succeeding because we can tell there are more people participating in the electoral process, there are more people showing up at forums, not just forums that we have, but other organizations have. We've built a better working relationship between grassroots community-based organizations. And I think that's part of our sort of unstated mission.
Mm-hmm. Right. Carolyn, do you have any things you'd like to add? Well, I think we're all set then, Bill. Thank you. Now that we'll be turned off in a second, but I don't want you to get away without realizing that this is just the beginning. You really have got to work in your schedule in the coming year, additional trips, so that we can get in-depth count.